What's going on, everybody?
The cardboard coach here with your boy, Coach Co. And team, today we've got a very special guest on the podcast here. We've got Mike Davis, CFO of Panther Icons. How are you doing today, man?
Very well, thank you. Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you, and it's a pleasure to have you on the show. You are currently tuning in from the Toronto Expo. How's it like over there?
It's good. It's just getting set up. It's busy. It's very interesting. Lots of things that we don't see in the UK.
For sure.
Trading cards heaven, I think.
That's exactly it. But this isn't your first show, though, right? You were at the National, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we did some work there together with Patha there, and that was sort of a slightly softer launch of our sort of, you know, together. But I think here is a lot bigger.
I love that. I'm curious to hear what your thoughts are going to be about the show by the time the whole thing is said and done. You will. The Toronto people are a good bunch of people. I'm a little bit biased in saying that, but most of the people who aren't even from there come in and you know, they talk about the interactions they have with everyone. So I hope that the same said for you.
It's been good so far. I was here yesterday afternoon and evening. Hugely friendly atmosphere. Everyone wants to know your story and all about where you come from and what you do and how you've got there. So yeah, it's really interesting.
Well, I mean, that's a perfect segue into some of the questions I was going to start asking. I love it. So talk to me a little bit about what you do over here with Panther Icons.
So we joined together. Icons itself is a sports sort of brand, but predominantly soccer. The co-founder was heavily involved with both Manchester United and Tottenham, so that was his soccer background. Saw a gap in the market for signed memorabilia back 20 plus years ago, and that's where the business has grown from. And then we've started working with Patha, who, you know, are in the same sort of market, come from display cases, but are heavily into memorabilia as well. And so working together, it works really well.
I love that because you've got the quality collectible in a quality display. And like the two are, they're just like a beautiful combination. And you've actually got some displays behind you.
Yeah, I mean, some of the ones behind us, I mean, I don't know how well you can see, but there's a displayed signed Diego Maradona Argentina shirt, a signed Lionel Messi Argentina shirt, a Pele shirt that you can probably just see on my shoulder in the bright yellow, and in the cases they look amazing. They're real. They really do look good.
It's funny at the National, as you know, there's just so much chaos going on. I'm walking around, and one of the showstoppers for me. One of the things that literally stopped me dead in my tracks was seeing a signed Maradona jersey, especially given the fact that, you know, he's passed, rest in peace. So to see a jersey autographed by Maradona, the ones that are out and they will never be, you know, reproduced. Like it's so seeing something like that and displayed in that manner, I was like, I was a bit shaken. I was like, oh man,
yeah.
That is insane.
You're not the only one. There was a lot of people yesterday going, is that real? We think that we have the last collection that are being sold.
Wow.
So as you say, there are ones out in the market, and that's, you know, they're there. But we worked with the family once he passed, and we'd worked with him while he was alive, and the family had a collection still of shirts that he'd signed, and we purchased those from those. So we think we've probably got the last ones.
That is unbelievable. Did you
yeah.
personally have a chance to meet Maradona?
I didn't, and
Oh,
I
man.
wish I had. I know our chairman and our CEO both have flown into Argentina years back and met him and done signings. I think it's yeah, he would be one of the people that I haven't met that I'd love to have met. The other one for me would be I'd love, and I haven't met yet, is David Beckham. So he's right up there on my list if I got the chance.
Well, especially, I mean, that's an English accent, correct?
It is an English accent,
I
yeah.
mean, so I feel like you have to show love to Beckham. Beckham was, I mean, he had peak Beckham was unstoppable.
Oh, yeah. And a guy who maybe wasn't gifted with as much talent as some others, but his work rate, his ethic, unbelievable. Just unbelievable.
Are you a Man United fan?
Pardon?
Are you a United fan?
No, I not at all, really. I'm more a fan of players.
I love that.
And I think that works in our industry. You can appreciate individuals for what they do and what they have done. That's
Who's the most interesting person you've gotten a chance to meet?
four. Sergio Busquets, and I'll tell you
Really?
why. I met him in Barcelona when he was with Barcelona. Very lovely, lovely guy, but didn't speak a word of English. I met him 3 or 4 months ago in Miami, and he had a conversation like you and I. And I was like, well, how's that gone? And he basically just said, everyone speaks English here, so I just had to fit in. And that was brilliant. And then going outside of soccer, Carlos Alcaraz, the tennis player, who is just the nicest guy in the world. Just the nicest guy in the world for someone who's done so much at such a young age. He is just, he just chat with you just about anything. So,
I
yeah,
love that.
being very lucky.
I was just about to say, I mean, not everyone has the opportunity that you have, fortunately, but you're super passionate about the people that you're describing right now. So like obviously you're in the right place.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've got to be, you have to be hugely respectful. And these are busy people and they're, world famous. But the bit where we're lucky is we probably get an hour and a half of these people, and once you've met them once and you go back and meet them again, they recognize you and you know that you can chat, and they're not under any pressure. You're not going to go and report anything they say anywhere. And it's just very relaxed. Jack Grealish was a great one. We did a signing
He's
with
a
him.
character.
He's a right cat. So we did a signing with him in his home. And my son played with him maybe 7 or 8 years ago. And my son tells a story, and I recounted the story, and he was like, yeah, your son was there. That's a true story. And that was brilliant. And then it breaks the ice, and I mean, he's fantastic. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
lovely. So
He's
yeah,
cheeky. He's cheeky.
he is cheeky.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he wants to tell a story, and
I
he's
love
got some
that.
stories. So
I
yeah,
love that. So
really good.
talk to me about the longevity over there at Icons. I mean, you guys have been doing this, you said, for over 2 decades. I mean,
So yeah,
how do you maintain something like this? Like,
I mean, you've got the brand now. There's a lot of work that goes into the brand. We have licenses with some of the world's biggest clubs, Barcelona, Manchester City. We used to have a license with Paris Saint-Germain when Leo was there. We've just taken on a Ballon d'Or license, which is the first time they've ever given out a license for memorabilia. We have a license with FIFA, which we've held for years, and it's just being known for what we do and that we do it really well, really respectful, create great products and great experiences for people, and we're passionate about it. It's a small team, and we all feel the same.
it's awesome. The market that you guys are in, authenticity is so important. And obviously there's just so much reservation when it comes to like buying autograph stuff because you're just afraid that you're going to get something that's fake. Like, how does that work in your favor? And conversely, like how do you guys combat that as a company?
Yeah, it's a really good. It is the biggest thing in the industry. I mean, we in the UK and in Europe, our signing videos and our photos go a long way, and we do a certificate of authenticity, and we can show people. And I had a guy the other afternoon here, yesterday afternoon, and saying, "How do I know that Messi shirt's real?" I was like, "Well, here's a photo of me and Leo." And that was when he was doing the signing. He was like, "Okay." But I know The US works sort of slightly differently because of the cards aspects with gradings and things like that. So we're looking really heavily at how we can bring that authenticity into the American market and give people that comfort. Yeah, that's something that we're working on in a big way with Pather and Icons together.
I love that. I love that. I mean, in a way, it's already kind of encased, though, right? So, like, there's a certain element there that I think can work in your favor.
I think so, and I think the fact we've been away around 20 years plus, people would be coming back going, "Hold on, this is not real. It's fake. It would destroy your business to not know that everything you've got is authentic." So.
Well, not to mention some of the people that you guys have on your roster, some of the teams, right? Like, I mean, you just mentioned Lionel Messi. Like, that's pretty significant.
Yeah, and we have an exclusive contract with Leo. We go and see him every 3 months. We did that when he was in Barcelona. We did it when he was in Paris. We now do it when he's in Miami. And we've got numerous people the same that, we go and we've probably got to the level with quite a lot of them where we go and do it at their homes. Luka Modric, we always go and visit him in his home because he's comfortable with us. He knows we're respectful and he knows our team now, and we have a chat, and yeah, it's important to us.
Now, when you get in to sign these things, is it just jerseys or are there other pieces of memorabilia as well?
There's other pieces we do. I think, as the Americans call it, cleats. So boots, balls, jerseys. We do pictures. And we're forever looking at what else there is that the sports fan would like and look for. Soccer's easier because you've got a team. So a jersey is that's what you associate with the player. So that's slightly easier. But there are we do sometimes tickets from big matches. So we've done World Cup final tickets that Leo won and he signed those. And so you can look at different products.
If someone has an item they wanted to authenticate or get a jersey, do you guys provide a service like that as well?
We provide a service for sending. So some people's will have a specific jersey that they've collected, and we will take that and get that signed and deliver that back. What we won't do, we'll never authenticate anything for anyone because we have no way of knowing. But we will take prized possessions from people and get a signature added to that and take that back. And that's very valuable to people. They really appreciate
There's a handful of items I could think of right now that
that.
I'm not joking. I'm being 100% genuine. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, there's some good stuff here I could get.
It probably means even more when, rather than us delivering a product that we've purchased and we've got signed and given to you, something that's got a little bit more meaning to you is, yeah,
It's
it's
funny,
good,
you
good one.
mentioned ticket stubs and instantly like my brain was like it lit up. I was like, wait a second. So I love ticket stubs. I find that I've always collected ticket stubs. More recently, like seriously, but like as a kid, every time I went to a game of any kind, I'd keep the stub afterwards. And now as I'm older and there's a little bit more expendable income and collecting has become so prominent, you can actually go out and hand pick the ones that mean the most to you. So I've found special moments that I remember watching on television, like that match, and gotten those tickets. And so I think it would be really cool to have like that person, like a Luka Modric, like even winning the Champions League. Like there's just so many cool little moments like that I think that would add that extra layer of just nostalgia and super special possession for somebody.
Exactly, because you'll remember the game for something, and then you've got the ticket and the signature, and it means more to you than just a piece of paper with a signature. And
That's
that's
exactly
the
it.
real bit. You're creating a moment that for people, really. So.
I think that's what collecting is all about, is creating moments, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and it's very personal. And I think that's the bit of growth that we're looking for together is how do we create even more special moments? So you're constantly looking to develop that product offering.
With the FIFA World Cup coming, how do you anticipate that, might be a cool opportunity for people to kind of get into this industry or the hobby or
Yeah, no, I think it's a big one. I mean, it did in the last World Cup. You get people come to the event that maybe don't get the opportunity to see soccer games all the time. In the US, you've obviously got it across 14 stadiums, so you've got a good breadth and covering. We're looking at growing within the US now between Pathra and Icons, so that we're ready for the World Cup. And we can go out and give the market a more of an offering of what they want. We're going to look. You've got the Club World Championships in 2025 in the US, so that's kind of a taster ahead of the World Cup. And so that's how we're sort of building out. But I think it's great for young kids and families. The World Cup's a real, having been, it's a real family environment, and that opens up to so many more people.
And those moments that we just finished talking about, right? Like that's kind of what it's all about.
My son reminded me that I was one of 90,000 people at the last World Cup to watch Leo Messi win on a tournament that was watched by half of the population of the world.
That's
That
insane.
just blows your mind.
Insane.
And you that and there's 90 other thousand people who are there. And it'll be the same for this World Cup and the next and the next.
So Icon started in Europe, correct?
Yeah, in the UK.
How have you seen the market develop even in North America? How has that been watching?
I think it goes back. I mean, America did this. The MLS did it years ago with Pele and George Best, and they brought people in from overseas. And then it kind of died and went quiet. And then women's soccer in the US has been phenomenal. They're really, really great. And now again, it's building up, and you can just see it building and building for the World Cup. The interest is constantly growing. The interest in European clubs is very strong. In the interest in the Premier League is very strong. And it's a growing market.
I love that. If someone was looking to purchase one of these items, if they were looking to potentially send in something and have it signed with you guys, how do they go about doing so?
Icons.com is our website. It gives you the full inventory of what we sell. It also gives you the ability to contact us to send items in. What I'd recommend to anyone is go on and sign up for the newsletter. What we do then is we go out to people and say, "Hey, we're going to do a signing with Luka Modric. Would you like to pre-order? Would you like to send something in? Would you just like to shop the general sort of stock that we've got?" And it keeps them abreast of what's going on, because we do signings regularly. Sometimes we'll do three different people across the world in a week. It can get crazy busy. So.
I love that. Mike, I want to thank you so much for jumping on the podcast and discussing what you do and helping bring those special moments to people every day.
Brilliant. Well, look, what you do is great. You're taking these sort of things out to the public, and it's fantastic.
I appreciate you. Team, you absolutely have to check out icons/Pather. Make sure that if you've got anything that you're looking to get to send in, maybe you're looking to add a piece to your collection, you absolutely need to check them out. Mike, thanks again, man. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of the show and that Toronto treats you well.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Brendan. You take care.
All right, take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.